A new study looking into the health effects of e-cigarettes has some mixed signals. On one hand, e-cigarettes seem to be less harmful than traditional cigarettes. But on the other hand, kids who vape may be more inclined to smoke later on. To help understand the results, I'm joined by Adam Leventhal, director of the University of Southern California Health Emotion and Addiction Laboratory. He also worked on the report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. And Adam, in doing this research, first off, did anything you found particularly surprise you?
I guess one thing that is somewhat surprising, but somewhat not surprising, but it might be surprising to the general public, is that really e-cigarettes can't be categorized as either being good for public health or bad for public health. And it really depends on the context and population. You know, in some cases, they might actually provide a health benefit. And the committee concluded, you know, amongst adults who are smoking, if they fully transition to electronic cigarettes and don't smoke combustible cigarettes anymore, they may show significant health improvement, at least in the short term. So that's a good thing. On the other hand, amongst youth and young adults who are using these products at higher rates than older adults, we found that their use could potentially lead to dependent symptoms.
It seemed as though you guys found that there was sort of inconclusive data when it came to long-term health effects. We often think of things like emphysema, lung cancer, things like that, mm-hmm. for smokers of traditional cigarettes, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. But you sure. found that it seems like we don't really know what the long-term effects of e-cigarettes are.
Yeah, well, no, that's fair to say. And you know, they've only been around for, I think, 9 or 10 years in America. So we don't know any long-term health effects, and the committee recommended additional research and funding to support understanding that. Now, that being said, what we also did was we took a look at the types of toxic chemicals that were in e-cigarette aerosol and also compared those to the toxins that are in combusted traditional tobacco smoke. And we concluded that, you know, based on that, e-cigarettes are likely to be far safer than traditional cigarettes. And at the same time, e-cigarettes were found to show that there were some toxins in the aerosol, but likely at much lower levels than traditional cigarettes. So based on that, on this kind of early impression and some other research, we think they're likely to be far safer. At the same time, we can't make a definitive conclusion until we follow people who are using these products regularly for decades.
Now, when you say far safer than traditional cigarettes, uh-huh. is that still to mean that ideally customers wouldn't use any of these things, but if one is going to use right. something, an e-cigarette is probably better than a traditional cigarette?
Yeah, that's exactly the case.
One of the other findings that the study came up with was that there's evidence that if kids use e-cigarettes, it increases their risk of using conventional cigarettes. What's the connection there?
So the idea behind it is that if you haven't had anything to put in your lungs and then you try e-cigarettes and maybe you enjoy the experience and sensations to your lungs and your airways of inhaling a substance. And also, if you might enjoy nicotine's pharmacological effects. It's a very addictive substance that can create pleasurable effects. And so after that experience, you might be more willing to experiment or try other tobacco products, including regular cigarettes. And then once you try a regular cigarettes, it's plausible that while a lot of people who try regular cigarettes and have never had anything in their lungs before and never been exposed to nicotine, the experience can be quite aversive. And perhaps teens who are coming in to that experience already being exposed to nicotine, being used to the sensations of inhaling it in their lungs via the e-cigarettes, it might be a more positive experience and could contribute to their decision as to whether they want to continue or not.
So e-cigarettes sounds like kind of like a gateway drug to smoking.
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's an interesting term that's been thrown around. Now, the committee intentionally did not use that term gateway, and the reason behind that was because it really lacks a scientific consensus. But essentially, what we are saying is that teens and young adults who vape It looks like that the vaping is increasing their risk of trying a traditional cigarette.
From a public health messaging campaign, how do you try to take these results and disseminate them to the public? Because it sounds like there's a lot of caveats and a lot of, well, we just don't have enough data, you know, to do this. Presumably, the goal is to not have people use any of these products from a public health perspective. But how do you try to get that message across that we'd prefer you not to do anything, but if you're going to do something, e-cigarettes are probably the way to go, but we also don't know what they're going to do to you long term? It just seems like kind of a complicated message to try to get out.
Yeah, you're totally right. And in the public health field, we're struggling with this. And more science will tell us the best way to convey complex messages in a simple manner. Now, I do want to say that in this report, our charge was to just evaluate the literature and make conclusions about the health effects based on the science. There was no recommendations in the report about what public health messages should say. Now, that being said, I can say just personally from my own opinion, I think one thing that we can say that's fairly straightforward and other public health agencies are using this approach is that we really would prefer that all young people avoid use of all nicotine and tobacco products.
Adam Leventhal is director of the University of Southern California Health, Emotion, and Addiction Laboratory. He also worked on the report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine looking into the health effects of e-cigarettes.